Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is Dan Damon hosting The Takeaway with Celeste Headlee. John Hockenberry is in London. Well, we're not yet sure who the Republican Party's nominee for president will be in the 2012 general election. There is, of course, already a lot of speculation about who the second key White House position might be, the vice presidency. Here to sort through the speculation, provide some initial predictions on the Republican VP pick, Takeaway contributor and Republican political strategist Ron Christie, and Jennifer Rubin, writer of the Washington Post blog Right Turner. Thanks to both of you for being with us on The Takeaway. Ron, is it a bit early to be speculating about the VP pick?
Good morning, Dan. I think it's never too early. I remember back in the days when I was in the Bush administration and my first assignment was working for the vice president, then Dick Cheney, and George W. Bush, the fellow who was the presumptive Republican nominee, was looking in earnest for his vice presidential nominee in the late spring and early summer. So here we are in the early spring. So I think given the last cycle we had where we had a Republican president or a candidate who was looking for a VP, this time it's only natural that you'd have someone who's also looking to see who might be on my shortlist.
Okay, so Jennifer, so the feelers are out there. So who do you think are the front runners for the VP pick?
Well, the names that frequently come to the top of the list, I actually think that these are the individuals, both because they have some relationship with Governor Romney and because I think they would bring a lot to the ticket, are, first of all, Senator Marco Rubio, a very dynamic young figure in the Republican Party. He's from Florida, so that would help him in a swing state. He's Hispanic, and as we all know, the Hispanic segment of the electorate in the United States is growing very fast. There's New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. He endorsed Governor Romney at a critical time, has campaigned with him extensively, has a very impressive record in New York on entitlement reform and budget reform, which are two themes that Governor Romney is going to be stressing in the general election campaign. And then there's the governor of my state, Bob McDonnell. He's a very popular governor. His approval rating has generally been over 60%. Virginia is going to be a key state in the election as well. Last time it went for Barack Obama, but it has usually been a state that has gone Republican in presidential races. It's a state that I think is very doable for Governor Romney. And given that he's very popular here, I think Bob McDonnell could help with that. I think the downside for him is that he's a little less dynamic, a little less charismatic, and the criticism of Governor Romney is that he also is not so dynamic and charismatic, so he may want to go with one of the other contenders to sort of pump up the excitement level and give the base something to cheer about.
Now, we're assuming that Mitt Romney will be the nominee, and we'll talk about the alternative scenario in a moment, but of course that brings us to the buzz around Santorum being Romney's VP pick. Here's a clip from an interview that Mitt Romney did with Fox News host Neil Cabuto. What's he saying here?
So is that your way of saying you would not put Rick Santorum on your ticket?
It's my way of saying it's my way of saying that Rick Santorum is not a person who's an economic conservative to my right. I'm saying I'm a conservative. I give him credit for being conservative, but not a fiscal conservative. His record does not suggest he's got the fiscal conservative chops that I have.
So we're talking to Jennifer Rubin from the Washington Post blog, Right Turn. So do you see that happening?
No, I don't think Senator Santorum is going to be on the ticket for a variety of reasons. First of all, he's shown that his electoral reach is very narrow and very limited. He tends to win in areas that are slam dunks for the Republicans, so he's not expanding the reach. It's not as if Governor Romney is going to have trouble tying down Alabama or Mississippi in the general campaign. So he doesn't add anything from an electoral standpoint. Secondly, he's a very undisciplined, rather controversial figure. And if there are two things that the Romney camp do not like, it is controversy and undisciplined campaigning. Governor Romney is a very organized, very careful politician. And third of all, I think he's right to a certain extent that he adds to the baggage of the Romney ticket. And in some respects, he makes it even more difficult for him to reach out to the conservative base. He's had some difficulty collecting and bringing into the fold the voters that are designated in the exit polls as, quote, very conservative. And because of his fiscal record, I think Senator Santorum is going to be less effective in soothing those fears and those concerns among those voters than would, for example, a Marco Rubio.
Sure. And, of course, when it comes to the general election campaign, it might be harder for Mitt Romney, if he is the pick, to go back into the middle ground as well, if he has Santorum as his vice presidential nominee. Well, what about you? We're talking to Ron Christie, who's a Republican strategist. Ron, what would be your picks?
Well, I wouldn't necessarily count out Rick Santorum, but I definitely believe that Governor Romney, the presumptive nominee for the Republicans, is going to need someone who can help deliver the smokestack states. That's Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, even West Virginia. And one person who could help him in that regard is the current junior senator from the state of Ohio, Rob Portman. Rob Portman has had a slew of experience in the government. He's been a congressman from Ohio. He's the current senator. He's been in the Office of Management and Budget as the director. He's been the United States Trade Representative. He's also worked in the White House. And he's someone who quietly behind the scenes is given a lot of props by Republicans for his less than, shall we say, dynamic personality, but his know-how and his knowledge and his experience is something that I think could really help bolster a Republican ticket and could help deliver Ohio to Governor Romney. So there's one who I'd also put on the short list.
Jennifer, what about a woman as the vice presidential pick? I've seen talk of Governor Susana Martinez from New Mexico. That would cover two voting patterns, wouldn't it? Latinos and women.
Well, she's a very young governor, new to the political scene. And I think for better or for worse, Sarah Palin has sort of made it very hard for new individuals who are not vetted well, who are newly appointed to either gubernatorial spots or senatorial spots, to make it all the way onto the ticket. The experience last time was that if you thrust people who are not so well-known, not so experienced into the limelight, you may wind up with a disaster. Now, that's no reflection whatsoever on Governor Martinez, and many people do think highly of her. But we should keep in mind that she's been governor for less than 2 years. Before that, she was in an attorney general spot, which is a position of importance, but not exactly in the national limelight. She really has had very little exposure on the national level. She hasn't been vetted, as they like to say. So I think she is a future star in the Republican Party. But again, because Governor Romney is quite risk averse, I would be surprised if she were the pick for his ticket.
Ron, how much difference does it make, the VP pick, actually? What does the evidence show from recent contests?
Well, I think it's very important. I think if you go all the way back to 1960, where I think this contest really started to heat up, you had a candidate in John Kennedy who loathed, on a personal level, his eventual vice presidential pick in Lyndon Baines Johnson, but he needed somebody who could help deliver Texas and help deliver the South. So in this context, moving 50 years forward, I think Governor Romney needs someone who not only can help him deliver a key swing state, but can also, of course, fulfill the most important responsibility, which is to be one heartbeat away from assuming the enormous responsibility for being president of the United States. So I think the VP pick in this race is going to be crucial, as it has been for George W. Bush, as it has been for Bill Clinton, and as it has been for the nominees for the last several cycles, a very critical choice that the American people can see for the first time. What would this person do in their first official act, their first important act? And that's, of course, to choose the person who could be their eventual successor.
Well, in the minute or so we have left, let's look at the alternative scenario, which I know mathematically is hard, but momentum is behind Rick Santorum. He believes he can win. He believes he can persuade the elite in the Republican Party, the establishment, that he can win. Now, if he were to be looking for a vice presidential nominee, who might it be, Ron?
Well, I think Senator Santorum, again, is the same criteria that Governor Romney would look at. Who can I use to not only shore up my bona fides with the base, but also to deliver a key swing state and also to succeed me. So I think the criteria would be the same. I would be looking at a Marco Rubio, although, of course, I think the concern in the establishment is not to have another Sarah Palin, someone who's not tested, but a Rob Portman, a Chris Christie, someone who has the heft to assume the responsibility of being president.
And Jennifer, as you think about that, is it possible, actually, that excuse me, that Rick Santorum could end up with this ticket?
No. I think it is close to mathematically impossible for him to get the nomination at this stage in the race. As I wrote in a recent column, he'd have to get about 66% of the remaining delegates, including winning in some so-called winner-take-all, in other words, all of the delegates from that state going to him, in states that are not particularly friendly to him, like New Jersey, Maryland, Utah. So I think the chances of him getting the nomination are quite, quite slim. And as I said, I don't think that he's going to wind up as the number two person on the ticket.
Okay, Jennifer, I'm afraid we'll have to leave it there. Jennifer Rubin from the Washington Post blog, Right Turn, and Ron Christie, political strategist, helping us out to understand the VP pick and the Republican Party primaries here on The Takeaway.